Well, less than 48 hours until President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, and the country remains on edge in the wake of the Capitol Hill siege, Julie.
Yeah, the FBI has been vetting members of the National Guard over fears of an insider attack, while the rehearsal of Wednesday's inauguration was interrupted after a small fire broke out nearby.
Well, the enhanced screening measures come as thousands of National Guard members patrol the streets of the nation's capital. The Pentagon chief says there's no intelligence indicating insider threat, but he isn't taking any chances.
The security swung into action when a fire broke out under a highway several blocks from the Capitol building, prompting a brief lockdown of the complex and the evacuation of a rehearsal of Wednesday's inauguration.
Well, as we count down to the new administration, all eyes are on the first items of Biden's agenda. He's expected to issue dozens of executive orders with days of taking notice, within days of taking notice, including canceling the Keystone XL pipeline permit on his first day in office and rejoining the Paris Accord. All this signaling his commitment to swiftly reverse his predecessor's legacy while tackling the issue of climate change.
But the politically symbolic oil pipeline aims to move oil from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico, a potential driver for economic growth, but at the expense of the environment.
Well, the Obama administration rejected it, but President Donald Trump revived it. Construction had already begun, but has since hit other economic and legal roadblocks. Well, the premier of Canada's Alberta state wants Biden to reconsider his opposition to it. He's urging the president-elect to give Canada a chance to make the case for building it, as they, too, have a financial stake in the pipeline. He has threatened legal action.
And for more, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. Simon, it looks like Joe Biden has a battle over policy on his hands already, and that's the Keystone pipeline. What can we expect on the policy front in the first days of his presidency?
We know, Julie, that Joe Biden is going to accentuate in government environmental policy. He's raised the stakes dramatically by appointing John Kerry, former Secretary of State, as his climate change czar, giving him cabinet-level clearances. And this move that the president-elect reportedly will take within the first few hours of coming into office on Wednesday to scrap the investment in the Keystone XL pipeline is going to be controversial. There's no question about it. Canada has just gone through 4 years of pretty complicated ties between the government there and the Trump administration, and may well have been looking upon Joe Biden's arrival in the White House as a moment when the relationship could begin to warm once again. But by targeting this Keystone XL pipeline, Joe Biden knows that he's delivering an immediate goal of climate change activists and environmentalists here in the United States that never wanted the pipeline to be given approval for construction in the first place. But equally, he's going to be sparking some diplomatic difficulties, particularly with the Prime Minister of Alberta in Western Canada, where they were very much hoping that this pipeline would get constructed so that it could deliver 830 barrels of crude oil a day to Nebraska and then on to refineries on the Gulf Coast in Texas. But also, it could create strains with the national government in Canada, which takes issue with the claims of environmentalists about just how dirty the pipeline will be. They argue that technology has advanced over the last many years, and it can be constructed in a cleaner way. But Joe Biden is under pressure immediately from environmentalists to demonstrate that he's got their backs. And that's why it seems, according to media reports that first surfaced on the Canadian side of the border, that he is indeed going to scrap that U.S. involvement in the Keystone XL pipeline within hours of first sitting down in the Oval Office.
A lot at stake there. It's politics. It's also business and money. Moving on, you know, a couple of days or less than a couple of days away from the inauguration of the president-elect Joe Biden. Clearly, Washington, D.C., post the Capitol siege is going to be on edge and security has been tightened. And tell us what the situation is like. Is it enough to sort of scare off those that are worried about any trouble?
I have to say, Adam, I mean, security is at an unprecedented level in this city. I think now tighter than it was in the immediate days after the attacks of September 11th, 2001. It's not just the Capitol complex that is sealed off. Huge swathes of the central area of the city, the business district, 2 miles away in some places from Capitol Hill itself. Are now sealed off, with the Secret Service telling office blocks they've got to close down on Inauguration Day itself. No one's going to be allowed to go in or come out. There have been more arrests here over the last several days of alleged participants in the insurrection on Capitol Hill on January the 6th. And there was this tremendous alarm caused today when a propane canister exploded in a homeless encampment not far from Capitol Hill. It happened right in the middle of that inauguration rehearsal, almost to the minute, 48 hours before Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were due to be taking the oath of office. It caused the total evacuation of the rehearsal, a complete lockdown of Capitol Hill, while the Washington, D.C. Fire Department investigated. Imagine what would have happened if that propane canister had exploded on Wednesday, as opposed to exploding during the rehearsal today. There are voices here in Washington saying this inauguration should not be taking place outdoors on the steps of the Capitol. It should be moved to a secure indoor location. There is no plan for that to happen.
All right, Simon, thank you very much. Inauguration like no other. Thank you very much. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.